Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, let's do this thing. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. And you can set your watch, because in exactly 60 minutes and 0 seconds, Wayne will magically appear through your radio speakers. Now, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the great USA Radio Network affords me the opportunity to hang out with you for the first hour on all of these great stations, 50-plus great stations across the entire country. My name is Lee Elsey. And if you want to learn more about me, you can go online, leeelsey.com. You can also go to Facebook and look for the giant fathead caricature of me. Join our Facebook page. Have some fun on there as we go back and forth on a regular basis. The amazing Christopher is down in Dallas, Texas, the Lone Star State, and he is pushing all the buttons, twisting all the dials as if he was Mr. Marconi himself, making us all go. There's been a theme to my morning show here in Connecticut for the last couple of days, something I cannot get around. I like to try to use words, bigger words than stupid, moronic, dumb. But what I'm about to talk about, I would think, is going to leave you speechless. Maybe you're sitting in your car, Route 66 out there in California, waiting for the guy in front of you to move. Maybe you're sitting in Las Vegas traffic on Las Vegas Boulevard, listening to KBET and waiting for Wayne to come on in about 58 and a half minutes, saying, what the hell is this guy talking about? What is so stupid that he's giving it such a ramp up before we actually know what he's talking about? Well, I understand that. Your concern is justified. You want me to get to the point. Okay, I'll get to the point. I was knocked over, floored, in fact, when I went through a story about Joe Biden and the budget and Joe Biden changing some of the terminology in the budget. Maybe you haven't heard about this. Well, this is where I come in. I am the information bringer. So Joe Biden, in the White House's 2022 fiscal year budget, replaced the word mothers with birthing people. So here we are, what, a couple weeks past Mother's Day, and Joe Biden and his administration eliminated the word mothers from the budget. Okay, so what do mothers have to do with the budget anyway? Well, I understand that, but the word mother does come up from time to time when they're talking about certain things, and Joe Biden replaced the word mothers with birthing people. But I'm not making it up. This is true. Birthing people. And I want to play some audio, because it's not me, it's not just me that's crazy, but Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma, a Republican, was questioning HHS Secretary Javier Becerra during a Senate hearing on Thursday of last week and asking, why the heck did President Biden change the word mothers to birthing people in his budget request? Let's listen in.
I also noticed you changed a term in your budget work. You shifted from, in places, from using the term mother to birthing people rather than mother. Can you help me get a good definition of birthing people?
Well, I'll check on the language there, but I think if we're talking about those who give birth, I think we're talking about, I don't know how else to explain it to you other than,
I was a little taken back when I just read it and saw it, that it's that the term mother was gone in spots and it was replaced with birthing people. And I didn't know if this was a direction that you were going, if there were shifts, if there are regulatory changes that are happening related to that, or what the purpose of that is.
I think it's probably, and again, I'd have to go back and take a look at the language that was used in the budget, but I think it simply reflects the work that's being done.
I definitely get that. I would only say, the language is important always. We don't want to offend in our language. I get that. But would you at least admit calling a mom a birthing person could be offensive to some moms, that they don't want to get like a happy birthing person card in May? Or I mean, can you at least admit that that term itself could be offensive to some moms?
Senator, I'll go back and take a look at the terminology that was used, and I can get back to you. But again, if we're trying to be precise in the language that's used.
Mom's a pretty good word.
All right. I'm going to play this again just so we can go through it a little bit more. I have to hold my tongue whenever I hear this because I honestly want to scream and yell at the top of my lungs for a number of different reasons. One, in particular, is the look on Becerra's face answering these questions as if it's all a big giant joke and how we all should know better than to use the word mother, as if somehow he has some insight into the cosmic universe and all of us morons out here who, for God's sake, have used the word mother for our entire life are wrong, right? Somehow we're the ones at fault. We are the ones that are crossing the boundaries. We are the ones that need to be reined in and regulated. How dare we use the word mom? It's just, it's not funny, but it's funny, but it's not funny. Let me go back and play this again and start and stop.
I also noticed you changed a term in your budget work. Mm-hmm. You shifted from, in places, from using the term mother to birthing people rather than mother. Mm-hmm. Can you help me get a good definition of birthing people?
Well, I'll check on the language there. But
Just let me stop here. He'll check on the language. I'm pretty sure he wrote the language. He probably redacted mother and put in birthing people himself. So already on the jump, he's disingenuous on this. Let me also say this, because they talk about, let's be precise. In the big picture, what we're talking about here, okay, it's not just transgenders, okay? We're not just talking about transgenders. We're talking about transgender females who are transitioning into males who want to have a baby. According to the Williams Institute, it estimates that 0.06% of the U.S. adults identify as transgender. Now, of those, let's say half are females wanting to transition into males. What's the percentage of those females transitioning into males that actually want to have a baby? This number is absurdly small, and to flip the government upside down to coddle to it is borderline insanity, in particular when the whole premise of it is wrong. Eliminating the word mothers is wrong, and you all know it's wrong. Even the most progressive of you know that it's wrong. It is borderline insane. We continue.
I think if we're talking about those who give birth, I think we're talking about
mothers.
I don't know how else to explain it.
Mothers!
I was a little taken back when I just read it and saw it, that it's that the term mother was gone in spots and it was replaced with birthing people. And I didn't know if this was a direction that you were going, if there were shifts, if there are regulatory changes that are happening.
I got to stop again. This is like the 10th time in the last week I've talked about this. And every time I talk about it, I get even more angry at the thought that we are spending valuable time and resources and energy having a debate about whether or not to use the word mothers or birthing people. It's an embarrassment, is what it is. It's an absolute embarrassment.
What the purpose of that is?
I think it's probably, and again, I'd have to go back and take a look at the language that was used in the budget, but I think it simply reflects the work that's being done.
I definitely get that. I would only say the language is important always. We don't want to offend in our language. I get that.
Hmm.
But would you at least admit calling a mom a birthing person could be offensive to some moms, that they don't want to get like a happy birthing person card in May? Or, I mean, can you at least admit that that term itself could be offensive to some moms?
Senator, I'll go back and take a look at the terminology.
So just to give you an update again, he sort of shrugs his shoulder and with a blank-eaten grin on his face as if the senator's opinion doesn't matter, sort of dismisses it as if, you know, who gives a damn about what mothers think? You know, we have to be PC, part of this PC culture. It's remarkable to me that this is where we are in a society. And let me make sure you understand this, too, anybody who's listening to me, wherever you might be across the country. I'm not saying that transgenders aren't deserving of a respect and certainly a place in this community. But to rearrange what we have thought was the normal patterns of speech for our entire existence as a civilization, because a fraction of a group may actually be, I don't even know why they would be offended, but might be offended that we're going to strike the word mother from the budget to engage in this super woke mentality is, I'll use it again, embarrassing. This is an embarrassment. And if other countries are watching this, they're laughing at us. All right, I got to take a break. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie. You are listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years.
years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. The Warrior, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health. Not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at energizedhealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible, Exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off, or go to energizedhealth.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne will be here live and in person after the top of the hour. A couple of things. I talked about this a little bit last week, but Biden was completely dishonest in his domestic terrorism claims when he gave that speech down there in Tulsa. It was hardly a surprise that he was disingenuous. But this president has absolutely no problem shamelessly revising the history of America to suit his narrative. Now, this type of behavior is expected from the Dems. But if you remember me talking a little bit about this last week, Biden had said that terrorism from white supremacists were more dangerous today than ISIS, Al-Qaeda, et cetera, which is completely not true. It's 100% false and bogus. In fact, a government report released on May 14th titled "The Strategic Intelligence Assessment and Data on Domestic Terrorism" revealed that the threat from domestic violent extremists is far lower than Biden would have us believe. According to the report, the year 2019 represented the most lethal year for the DVEs, or the domestic violent extremist attacks, with five separate DVE attacks resulting in 32 deaths. Now, I'm not trying to minimize any death. 32 is too many. But to equate that number with some catastrophic fear we should all have from white supremacy is, first of all, it's disingenuous. Secondly, it's divisive and disruptive, and he knows it. And all he tries to do is drive a further wedge in between races, because that's how Democrats end up moving forward, right? They separate, divide and conquer, cause chaos. And what's become the most effective way to cause that chaos is to attack us racially. And that's what Biden does. That's President Joe Biden. How about his son? What's his son been up to? Well, interesting, you should ask. This pillar of the community, Hunter Biden, repeatedly called his white attorney the N-word in a pair of bizarre and occasionally lewd text conversations that took place in 2018 and 2019. In an exchange in 2018 between Hunter and his attorney, Hunter said, I quote, "How much money do I owe you? Because sick N-word, they better not be charging me Hennessy rates." Now, if that's not racist through and through, what is? So this exchange goes on and on, but he uses the N-word a number of times. He talks about the size of his manhood over and over again in their exchange. This is just a dirtbag of a human being. And he's the president's son. So does the apple fall far from the tree? Doesn't look like it, does it? And yet, where's the media on this? Where's the outrage? Where's the pushback? Where's that whiny Don Lemon or Cuomo's brother, Fredo? How come they're not making a big stink about this? Why isn't this national news? Why isn't 60 Minutes covering this? Because there's a clear and present media bias. Can you imagine if one of Donald Trump's kids were caught in a similar situation, what kind of news coverage that would get? It would be literally 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if Trump's sons or his daughter were to use the N-word describing people, or to talk about the size of their quote-unquote junk. Come on. It's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bad joke. And we're the punchline. The citizens of the United States of America. And we have this absolute buffoon as president who is running an insane asylum down there in Washington, and he doesn't even realize that he's running it. All the while, his son is doing blow off the butt cheeks of strippers right down the street from the White House. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. All right, I've got to take a break. Sad. It really is. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Regarding those talks, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, on the Senate floor says,
"Put me down as listening and hopeful that somehow, some way, we'll be able to move forward with an infrastructure bill."
McConnell says he anticipates that Senate Democrats will use budget reconciliation to pass a bill on areas they do not agree. A historic heat wave is hitting the western United States. Over 50 million Americans are under heat warnings and watches throughout the week. Temperatures well above 100, even close to 120, are in the forecast today for cities in Arizona, California, Nevada, Colorado, Utah, and Montana. Not much relief in sight overnight as well, as the forecast low in Phoenix is 84 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Special guest joining me right now. I always love it when we bring on folks from Hillsdale College. Ronald Pastrito is joining us. He is an author and a Hillsdale College. I don't think you go higher on the food chain when you're talking about politics than this guy. And he's written a book, America Transformed, the Rise and Legacy of American Progressivism. Not that it's been an explosion, not that progressivism has happened overnight, but it does seem like, it feels like it's more cemented into the average daily life of an American citizen. Would I be wrong about that?
No, I don't think so. It's a label that, you know, that those who used to call themselves liberals now often prefer the term progressive. And it's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. I've been studying the progressives for a long time, but because they've kind of come back into vogue these days, it seemed like a kind of a study of where all this came from might be timely.
I always feel like the biggest hurdle that progressives have to overcome is this innate lack of common sense. Am I wrong about that?
Well, you know, the original progressives really thought that, you know, the ordinary common sense politics of the day was a problem. And one of the reasons why I kind of got into this again was, you know, we've been going through this pandemic year where, you know, we've been ruled a lot by the white lab coats, and we have, you know, lots of very restrictive legislation in states, directives in states that really are coming out of the, you know, the scientific establishment. And that was very much something that was preferred by the original progressives. They had fancier educations. They thought the politics of their day was corrupt. In many cases, it was. And they wanted to be able to do things through the power of the federal government that ordinarily wouldn't do through the mechanisms of state legislatures or in Congress.
Yeah, but the left is further left than they were 30 years ago.
For sure. And I think that even though there's a historical foundation for today's progressives, there's also a lot that goes on with today's progressives that the original progressives, and we're going back, talking about people, you know, like John Dewey, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, people like that, that they would never have imagined. And maybe one really good example of that, just briefly, would be on the question of religion. There was today, you know, on the left among progressives, it's very secular, it's often very hostile to organized religion.
Right.
That really was not true for a large portion of the original progressive movement. There was a real religious fervor there. The social gospel movement, which came up in the second part of the 19th century and you know, really came into the fore in the early part of the 20th century, was a sort of religious arm of progressivism. When Theodore Roosevelt was nominated in the Bull Moose Party in 1912, they were waving Bibles around, and he gave a speech about standing at Armageddon and battling for the Lord. Oh, that's very different than today's progressives, for sure.
Academia sort of is where progressivism seems to be fueled, and it thrives, and you are doing that on a daily basis, but you're doing it at a college that is conservative, without question, in nature. But I mean, have you taught other places? And if so, I mean, there's got to be such a difference, the dynamic difference between teaching at Hillsdale and, let's say, teaching at UCLA. Or can you explain that to everybody, how the difference is?
Sure. I mean, I have taught at other places, so I have a perspective that makes me really grateful to be, you know, at a great place like Hillsdale. Hillsdale's a place where the ideas of the American founders, the principles of the Constitution, are actually still valued. And this is one of the things that drove me to study the progressives, because my original interest was in the American Constitution and our original principles. And, you know, we have a very different country, and I became interested in the question of where and how things change. And one of the themes of the book is, with the rise of the original progressives, that's kind of where that transformation took place. With respect to the academy, I think you put your finger on something, Lee, because what the progressives understood is that the way you change a regime game fundamentally, which they wanted to do and were very clear about, is you start from the top. You start at the places where ideas percolate. And so they entered the American tradition through the university. That in the second half of the 19th century, the colleges and became universities in America really changed. They used to be small, relatively religious in their orientation. They imported a lot of PhDs educated in Europe, especially Germany, and they were really transformed, many of them, by the time the 20th century rolled around, and they had already kind of taken over the faculties at a lot of elite institutions. And that is absolutely where it started. And so you have to pose the question. It's unsurprising that today this is the place where you see, you know, the most active group of progressives is typically in the university.
Hillsdale is looked upon a little differently than other colleges. Is it essentially the same, the mechanism to apply for entry, all of that the same as it would be for any other university?
You bet. I mean, Hillsdale is a small liberal arts college. We have all of the things that you would see at a nice elite private institution. We have a healthy athletics program. Admission to get in is very, very competitive. It's gotten more competitive every year. And, you know, it's actually a genuinely diverse atmosphere, which is to say,
right,
there's actual exchange of ideas. There's actual difference of opinion. Whereas, you know, some people think, well, it's monolithically conservative. It's simply not the case. It's a place where conservative ideas can have a place at the table and where they're valued and the principles are thought important. And so when I'm at Hillsdale and I'm teaching, and I'm talking to students in any kind of setting, I'm not worried about what's coming out of my mouth in terms of, you know, I have to be careful about, you know, conforming my opinion to the prevailing orthodoxy, because otherwise I might get canceled, I might get in trouble.
Right.
I don't worry about that. My students can benefit from, you know, the genuine views of their professors, and they are free in the classroom to express their views and to engage in a debate about ideas in a way that you just cannot do today at a contemporary university. It's a very dangerous atmosphere and a very intimidating atmosphere at most places.
Why do you think then, and this will be my last question about colleges, I know you're here to talk about the book, but this is just fascinating to me, because, you know, one of the biggest complaints you hear is that I don't know where to send my kid. Most of the colleges, or even the high schools now, they're indoctrinating my kids. You send your kid off to school for 4 years, they come back a flaming liberal, and that's just the way it is. And why haven't we seen more institutions develop and evolve to mirror someplace like a Hillsdale or something like that?
Well, I think for a couple reasons. Number one, for a long time, people aren't paying attention. They, you know, college experience is something we aspire to. You know, many of us grew up in a generation where the prior generations hadn't gone to college, and that was their dream for their kids. And so, you know, it's, as a society, it's very important to get a college education, or at least perceived that way. And so, a lot of times kids were sent off to college, parents paying, you know, their life savings and then some, without paying much attention to what was actually going on. And then more recently, right, there's a realization that, well gosh, I've paid all this money, and, you know, not only have my kids been indoctrinated in a very progressive way, but they really actually haven't learned anything. We're one of the only colleges in the country at Hillsdale to require students to take a course in the U.S. Constitution, which is just basic elemental knowledge you would learn in at a far lower grade level.
Sure.
In the past, and college graduates simply don't have that knowledge these days. But partly is, you know, the reason is the progressives have been in the universities for 100 years. That's where they came in. And you're seeing the effects of that. And, of course, they're tenured, and then they were put in charge of hiring their own replacements.
Right.
And, you know, it's sort of a self-replicating process. It's been that way for decades, decades, decades.
Good stuff. Listen, the book, sounds like a must-get, everybody. America Transformed, the Rise and Legacy of American Progressivism. So one more for me. you know, we've got a president who has moved far, far to the left. Even the most novice would have to agree to that. It's almost as if he's being, you know, sort of guided off camera by a bunch of puppeteers. But I mean, how long can we sustain this kind of progressive attitude? It just seems obscene. How long can we continue to do this before we become a third world nation ourselves?
Well, I'm really worried about that. I think you're asking the right question. I end the book sort of posing the question of how long can we continue with really what I describe as citizens of two different regimes living in the same country. You know, citizens of, you know, they're so divided on what our basic principles of government are, because it's coming to a head, right? For a long time, progressivism was able to kind of coexist uneasily with, you know, the original constitutional politics of our framers, but, you know, the time is running out on that. And so the politics today seems so crazy because, you know, precisely because these ideas don't go together. And I really fear for the future of the country if we continue down this path. I'm afraid it's not a fair tale. One might say maybe it's a wake-up call, but hopefully that's how it will be taken.
So where can people pick this up? Where can they get the book?
They can get it on Amazon. They can get it at Encounter Books, which is my publisher.
Well, Ronald, I got to jump in. Music is playing. I got to run. Thank you very, very much. Get out there. Grab that book. We got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty Health Share 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've got credibility. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Amazing. And they've got credibility with me personally. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? I hope so. I think everybody could use an extra $120,000, and that's the minimum. I think it's probably saved me close to $150,000 to $180,000, but I'm giving you an absolute bare-bones minimum. So, you know, when I look at the bank account, I have an extra $120,000 because of Liberty Health Share. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, and we do not have a lot of time for this final segment. And I try to bring this gentleman on just about every week. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, 30-plus years in the military. And, Stephen, I just want to cover one topic with you tonight. I want to play you some audio. It happened last Thursday when Senator James Lankford, Republican from Oklahoma, was questioning the HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra about birthing people. Just permit me about 60 seconds here.
I also noticed you changed a term in your budget work. You shifted from, in places, from using the term mother to birthing people rather than mother. Can you help me get a good definition of birthing people?
Well, I'll check on the language there, but I think if we're talking about those who give birth, I think we're talking about...
mothers!
I don't know how else to explain it to you other than...
I was a little taken back when I just read it and saw it, that it's that the term mother was gone in spots and it was replaced with birthing people. And I didn't know if this was a direction that you were going, if there were shifts, if there are regulatory changes that are happening related to that, or what the purpose of that is.
I think it's probably, and again, I'd have to go back and take a look at the language that was used in the budget, but I think it simply reflects the work that's being done.
All right, you get the gist of what we're talking about. I got to get your opinion on that.
That's
ludicrous. I mean, this kind of stuff, no offense to anybody who thinks, you know, they're from Mars or something and, you know, they're self-defying. If you are not a mother, you can't birth a baby. You can have the aspiration. You can do, I don't think, even with medical intervention, you can't create a baby and you can have it. You got to be a mom to do that. And moms are women. I know this is totally not politically correct, but come on, when you have a cabinet secretary and he can't answer a question like that, I can't believe this. The senator could, you know, one, keep a straight face, yep, and two, not get angry at that kind of dissembling. It's just insanity and an embarrassment to our country as one of the senior representatives of our government.
I just wanted to get your take. Ludicrous, insane, inane, idiotic, you name it. But that's the administration that we're dealing with right now.
It surely is. I mean, there's just, it's crazy to go through these kind of pretzel hoops just to make a political point. Okay, we get it. They support trans rights. But, you know, this idea of not using gender pronouns, I'm sorry. It's the way we're made. It's the way our language is set up. The stuff that we're doing now is so convoluted and stupid that it's embarrassing.
I would say more people identify, again, this is not a slight, because I'm with you, Stephen. I have no problem with people living the life however they see fit. If they consider themselves a man caught in a female body, you know, God bless you. I hope you're happy somewhere along the line. You find happiness. But you're changing the language in a budget for a percentage of people that has to be, you know, point with 10 zeros, then a 1, the percentage of people who are biological women who consider themselves transitioning men that then want to have a baby. That's what we're talking about, right?
I guess. I'm not sure. Because you can't be a woman trapped in a man's body who is transitioning to be a woman.
Right.
You're not going to get there from there. So I guess the case you described is the only class we're talking about. But I'm sorry, if a baby comes out of your womb, you're a mother. Even if you think you're a guy, you're still a mother. This is nuts.
Well, not really nuts. There's no nuts. Oh, man. Stephen, listen, I have got to run. We're out of time. I just, again, want to thank you for giving us a few minutes, get your opinion, 30-plus years of military excellence fighting out there on the front lines and what has become some of the most idiotic, insane, ridiculous conversations that are going on in Washington, D.C. We're out of time, though. I got to go. The great Wayne Allen Root is next. My name is Lee Elsie. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
91.